University of Jyväskylä Digital Services welcomes new students. This is Digital Services service announcement. Voice Pekka Kinnunen, working at Digital Services Help JYU Service Desk. Digital Services mission statement. Digital Services maintains, develops and supports the use of digital solutions at University of Jyväskylä. Most important channel to digital services is the Help JYU webpage, help.jyu.fi. From this webpage, you will be able to fill in forms to order services, see guides how to use services, and a form to report an incident. If you need help, log in and fill in report an incident form. You can fill in the incident form without login, but then the email address you give will be saved as your Help JYU credential, and you will need to set a password for the Help JYU only. Please log in with the JYU username and password if possible. You can reach us over the phone in number Finland country code +358 29441 8030, weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 a.m. And the service desk is located in the third floor of library building Lähde. And service desk is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Username. Username is managed at OMA, Personal Information Management Service. I recommend using address sso.jyu.fi, where we will gather logins for various online services. You can reach OMA also with address account.jyu.fi. I assume you have already registered, or student services or admissions have registered you, and you have your username and password. If you do not, please contact Digital Services Service Desk, preferably via webpage help.jyu.fi. If you have Finnish social security number and Finnish NetBank authentication or Finnish mobile operator mobile ID, at both sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, lower left corner, there is link register that you can use to register, and link forgot your password that you can use if you forgot either password or username. But if you do not have the Finnish social security number and mobile ID or NetBank authentication, then you need to contact JYU Digital Services Service Desk in case you forget your username or password. And please let the Digital Services and Student Services know if you gain a Finnish social security number at any point. We need to update that information into your student data when you do. The username is set when registering the first time. And if you register JYU again later, the old username is activated again. The username is automatically created from letters or syllables in your name. Username must be unique. If the default combination is not available, system automatically adds other letters into your username until a unique username is formed. And this username will stay the same even if your name changes. If later registration accidentally creates a different username for you, please contact Service Desk. You will need all your studies and credits under single username. Personal info. Keep your contact information up to date in OMA page Personal Info. Put there your email, your phone, and your home address. Please note that your personal email address is an address we can reach you if there is some problem with you using the ISA mail. So do not save your student.jyu.fi address as personal email. On user account and email, page, you will see your username and when was the last time you changed your password. Here, you should choose which email address you use as default contact for your student affiliation. It is possible to use your personal email address from outside university. We recommend using ISAMail provided by JYU. ISAMail address is firstname.initial.surname@student.jyu.fi. And the actual mailbox is your username at student.jyu.fi. You can see it when you are logged in ISAMail. Full name long address is an alias that is directed into the mailbox. Should your name change, a new long address will be made with new name, but the old address will remain active also. And the mailbox name is also a functional email address. Email sent to all addresses will arrive into the same inbox. Long address is like a name sticker on a mailbox. There can be multiple. You log in ISAMail at isamail.jyu.fi with your JYU username and password, the short username, not any form of email address. You can reach student Google Apps from ISAMail mailbox by clicking 9 small squares icon on top right corner. If you choose a default email address for your visitor status before the studies began in August 1st, now go to OMA and choose your default address for your student affiliation. And if you are a doctoral student and want to apply your department for a staff email address, contact Service Desk. Services. Staff, student, and different visitors, each affiliation has different rights and services that you can activate and deactivate. Services end automatically when affiliation ends or when the grace period is over. When you choose ISAMail, ISAMail and Google Apps services are activated. You use your JYU username and password to log in at isamail.jyu.fi. And when logged in, choose top right corner icon 9 small squares to access Google Drive, Google Apps, and other Google Cloud services. With Microsoft Office 365 Cloud Services, you can use Office software in web browser and install Office to your own devices and use other Microsoft services. After you have activated Microsoft Office 365, you can log in at office365.jyu.fi with your username at jyu.fi. Add at jyu.fi to your username. The password is jyu password. You will see icons of the software you can use in browser and drop menu install Office. www directory you need only if you make yourself a web page into JYU web server. Pages are done on your folder at karahka2.cc.jyu.fi Unix server, so you need also Unix shell server logon right. On campus computers, you can edit your web page content in Drive W, and the web page is shown at users.jyu.fi/tilde your username. Unix shell server logon right allows you to access Unix servers Jalava, Halava, and Karahka too. Activate this only if you know you need it. There is some 20-minute delay, so wait after activating before trying to use the Unix servers. Affiliations. This page shows you which affiliations you currently have with the JYU, start and end date of each affiliation. If real end date is later than end date, then this affiliation has a grace period when some rights remain active. Staff grace period is 2 weeks. Student grace period is 2 months. For example, graduation ends student status and user account expires after 61 days. During that time, copy any files that you need to your own storages and make sure ISAMail is not the contact address of any web service you want to continue to use, you cannot recover a password into the closed mailbox. Change password. Change your password from time to time. If you suspect your password has been revealed to someone else, react by changing the password. Length of password is from 8 to 30 characters. We recommend using over 10-word passwords. And passwords must have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and characters like dot, comma, plus, equal to. When changing password in OMA change password, you type your current password in box top of the page and new password 2 times to the box's bottom of the page. 2 times to root out typo errors. You use this same centrally managed JYU password to multiple services in JYU. And please do not use the same password in services outside of JYU. Here is an example a passphrase with 2 or more capital letters, 2 or more special characters, 2 or more numbers, and 2 or more lowercase letters, and it's long enough to be slow to crack. Remember your password by heart. It may feel difficult in the beginning, but when you use it daily, it gets easier and you learn to type it quickly. At campus, keyboards are Finnish layout, so look at the Finnish keyboard to make a password that is easy to type with the Finnish keyboard layout, and think about your mobile screen, touchscreen keyboard also. Finnish and Scandinavian letters are not allowed in the password. And remember, do not tell your password to anyone else. Most services provided by JYU are used by the short username. Campus computers, JYU student wireless, VPN to student affiliation, and all these web pages. Microsoft services use username at jyu.fi. And when you are visiting other universities and research facilities, you may see there a wireless network called EduRoam that you also log in with username at jyu.fi and jyu password. And if you see Haka login and you need to choose your university, your university is University of Jyväskylä. You may see there Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences, but that is another institution and does not work for you. In rare cases of mapping your own device to network drives U or W, there you use your username at ad.jyu.fi. And when you are setting ISA mail to some email clients, you give your might need to give your username as username at student.jyu.fi. And in these cases, if your JYU password does not work, log in to oma account.jyu.fi and at username and email page, create a mobile password and use that. But this is nowadays quite rare. Usually JYU password works everywhere. And usually the long ISA mail address is not used for login, but if you use that email address to register to some web page services, it becomes your username there. In these cases, please do not use your JYU password, even if the service is affiliated with studies, but still, please make some other password in services outside of JYU. Phishing. You get contacts where someone tries to get you to give your username, password, and other personal information. An example would be, go log in JYU services quickly or something bad happens. And then you click a link in the contact to some web page that may look identical to JYU web pages, but when you log in, your username and password go to the cheater that made a look-alike web page. Instead of clicking on links in suspicious messages, go to the service in the same way you usually do, avoiding the pages that the cheaters try to lure you to click and go to. If you suspect that your password has been revealed, log in OMA and change password. sso.jyu.fi or account.jyu.fi. If you cannot log in, contact service desk. And if you have Finnish NetBank authentication or mobile ID, you could use forgot your password link to change your password at sso.jyu.fi, lower left corner. At Digital Services, we often ask your username, but no one else but you needs to know your password. So if somebody asks your password, you are being scammed. We have JYU webpage shortener service r.jyu.fi, where long web addresses are shortened to few letters after r.jyu.fi. Please read our information security webpage r.jyu.fi/capital David, David, capital India. Please read right of use and user identification webpage r.jyu.fi/capital Alpha, capital Golf, capital Tango. Please use antivirus software and firewall software in your own devices. Back up important files using cloud storage, external hard drives, memory sticks, and memory cards. But remember that memory sticks and memory cards break easily and can end up in washing machines. Campus Computer Network Drive Private Home U, it is automatically backed up space. So I recommend keeping a copy of important files currently under work in your U drive. Remember to sign out from campus computers when leaving, so someone else does not gain access to your files and cannot easily impersonate you. Printing, copying, and scanning is managed by University Printing Service Yliopistopaino. Their webpage r.jyu.fi/capital Eco, number 2, capital Papa. Near all campus buildings have multi-purpose machine. Bigger buildings can have multiple machines. Multi-purpose machines can be used to print, copy, and scan. There is also small network printers that can be used to print only. You log in multi-purpose machine with your JYU username and password. You can activate a RFID card, for example, your student card, to be used as a login key. Network printers work only with this kind of RFID key. There is no keyboard in those to log in with. You need to have money in your printing quota, a printing budget. JYU provides €7 per semester, which equals circa 100 black and white A4 papers. A4 is the standard paper size in Finland. If this is not enough, you can transfer money into your printing quota at web store payments.jyu.fi, link print quota purchasing. And pricing. Printing and copying black and white A4 costs 7 cents, two-sided 14 cents. Printing and copying colored A4 costs 30 cents, two-sided 60 cents. And scanning is not free. It costs 2.5 cents per page. And scanned files can be directed into your ISA mail or web folder scan jobs. You can print from campus network computers. There is also print by email. PDF file can be sent as an attachment from ISA mail to printit@jyu.fi, and it ends up in your printing queue. Work in printing queue can be printed out from any multipurpose machine or network printer by logging in. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, coming together to classrooms and mass lectures has been limited, but studying and graduating continues. For remote studies, most important tools are Moodle.jyu.fi learning environment, koppa.jyu.fi course and study materials share, kirjasto.jyu.fi, where you use YukDoc link to log into Finna to search for ebooks and other e-material. jyufi.zoom.us web conferencing service that we are currently using. And from office365.jyu.fi, you can go to Teams, Microsoft Teams group works. Note, in some cases, Teams invitations need to be made with recipient email address instead of Teams international invitation. So if you find out that Teams invitations do not get through, then invite people using their email address. And even while campus has not been open, the students have been visiting campus for controlled exams. Research from exam.app.jyu.fi and done in Mattilanniemi Agora building room AGC221 and Seminaari Mäki Proxima building room SEMX150. And when meeting face-to-face has not been preferred, people have video conference with Microsoft Teams and more with Zoom. Even large remote lectures have been held and group meetings for large and small groups. Depending on group size, you usually interact by asking questions in Zoom chat screen, like I hope you have been doing now, or having turn speaking into microphone. And in small groups, even having all participants on screen with multiple videos at the same time. Larger groups can be divided to smaller groups using the breakout rooms in Zoom. And so look for Zoom guide in Help JYU at r.jyu.fi/Zoom. And there, choose English. Please frequent the new student handbook at r.jyu.fi/orientation. And remember, help.jyu.fi for contacting the digital services. On behalf of University of Jyväskylä Digital Services, all new students, welcome.